The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
David Pastrnak, Bruins roar back in the third period to beat the Blues by a final score of 3-2 last night in St. Louis, and they needed that. I'll tell you what, they needed that one bad. That one is the difference between going 3-3 over the stretch as opposed to 4 out of their last 6, which I think is significant, and I'll get into that in just a minute. If you look back over the rest of the schedule, they haven't had a lot of stretches like this. This is one of their best stretches of the entire season so far, if you can believe that. And that's with a ugly overtime loss to Ottawa, where Linus Ullmark didn't face a shot in the entire third period, not to mention your 4-0 shutout at the hands of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So the best stretch of the season so far from the Bruins also included those two losses. That being said, they have won 4 out of 6. They are over 500. They are 5 points, I should say, away from the Florida Panthers at the top of the Atlantic Division. Have they cooled down Jim Montgomery's hot seat? I say today, right now, here on November 13th, yes, they've cooled it off. And I know I'm going to be jumping back and forth because this is the type of situation that they're in right now, hovering around 500, etc. And if they lose the next two, I'll be right back on the other side. But 4 out of 6 is what it is, and that was a good comeback win last night.
So the beauty of it is this falls totally in line with your mentality.
Yes.
They won a period.
Yes, basically.
Right? They basically won a period that changes your whole perspective. And I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong, but I still think he is teetering. They are teetering. I laughed out loud because watch the game, and like the first graphic they put up was Blues opponents have scored first in 7 straight games, and then it's 2-0 Blues in the second period. I'm like, ah, you needed a slump buster. The Bruins are here to help you out a little bit. And then they come back, and, you know, I think he just called it an unlikely comeback or whatever. Well, it should be likely. It's a playoff team versus a non-playoff team. Like, the Bruins are supposed to be the better team in that matchup. And that's where they are. Like, they are walking a fine line between feel good, feel bad, fire the coach, momentum going in the right direction, bottoming out. Like, they're just, and therefore I think it's false hope. I think it's false momentum. I'm not really buying it yet. It doesn't feel significant or like it's evolving in a positive direction for me. And therefore I think we're just as likely in 2 days to be saying, like, now he's got to go. Now he's got to go.
It's entirely possible. One thing that gives me a little bit more hope, maybe, than you, is that Morgan Geekie scored a goal. And he got called back up. He got basically exiled and is now back with the team. And I thought, outside of just that one goal, I thought he was very active all throughout the game and is someone who last year I thought was going to make a step coming into this season. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to make that next step up to be a productive forward. So far, he hasn't been. It was the first goal of the year. And that, to me, is significant. And if it's something he can keep up, obviously, not if he just scores one goal for the whole season. But you know what I mean? Like, that seemed emblematic to me of, okay, here's Montgomery throwing everything at the wall, trying to get something to stick, sending guys down, bringing guys out, doing all this stuff. And Morgan Geekie was a guy right in the middle of that, emblematic, I thought, of the entire season so far. There was so much expected from a lot of these forwards, guys like Geekie. You know, it's just, I think he's a good example of that. Otherwise, like Charlie Coyle and other players here, forwards mostly, and we did get some unfortunate news here about their decor, which we'll get to in just a second. That came out about an hour and a half ago, Jim Montgomery with a bad update on Hampus Lindholm. But for someone like Morgan Geekie, and really the entire offense, the forwards and everybody, Pastrnak had the game winner. Charlie McAvoy had a great shot, which Jim Montgomery went on and on about after the game as well, for the second goal. But Geekie's goal to me is one that I'm going to be keeping my eye on. I'm going to be keeping my eye on him, the way he plays out there, him and guys like Zaka, Coyle, other forwards who much more was expected of this year, and they just haven't delivered. And I think that, in general, that can be something that if you put eggs into that basket, if you put them into the secondary scoring basket and assume that, hey, you know, Brad Marchand's a year older and Pasternak is going to be consistent, but he's not going to be able to carry the team with his goal scoring,
yep,
other guys are going to have to come out and do it. And how many years in a row following the Bruins? I mean, if you're a Bruins fan, you know this. Secondary scoring has been a big issue for them for decades. I mean, that's the way it is. And that's the way it's been. And that's how it was with Krejci and Bergeron and Rick Nash and Jerome Iginla and all those other guys that they brought in and cycled through over the years. It's a problem again here now. And if someone like Geeky can ease that burden and then get the other guys going, get Zaka going and Coyle going and the rest of these guys all going, not just the fourth line and not just David Pastrnak, then, listen, not a lot of teams are really separating right now. Florida's 11-4-1. After that, it's Toronto at 9-6-2, and then there's you, all right? So you still have just as good of a chance to jump back into this thing as anybody else out there. And quite frankly, you've been underachieving, so you should.
So there's this weird thing developing for me. First of all, Monty Mack, who hates everything on Twitch, said they won the right period. Agreed.
Absolutely.
Win the third period, win the game, that whole thing. They've developed this weird, so we feel like they're underachievers, and they're slow, and, you know, there's a malaise, and all these sort of negative descriptions of the way the season has started.
Yep.
But they have two overtime wins when a lot of people think their coach's job was on the line. They go down 2-0 in this game, and come back in the third period, yep, to win 3-2, pushes them, you're in the playoffs. Like, you're not really that far statistically from where people might think you belong, right? And it has taken some kind of backs against the wall performance. I mean, they only have 8 wins.
Yep.
And I'm talking about 2 in overtime where you get, like, there's this, I feel like they're an underachieving team who I don't like their fight. They're out of shape. They're this, they're that.
They've only won back-to-back games twice so far.
But they've done it when they need to, in a weird way. Like, forget the Florida games. You could say, oh, well, they needed to prove something against Florida. If you label those need-to games, then they didn't do it when they needed to in those
no,
games.
No, they didn't. No.
But a couple overtime games, this game, I feel like there's a little spunk developing to this team, and they're doing it the hard way. Like, they've made it difficult. Everything feels like a chore on the ice for them. But I do think they're starting to show a little metal or something. I don't know. It's a weird, I didn't see this coming. It felt like they were just going to bottom out. Their coach would get fired. You bring a new coach in. You hope you get a bump. You change the momentum of the team. Instead, maybe they're trying to save his job. Maybe Razor was right to start the year. Maybe when they're kind of backs against the wall, they are fighting for Jim Montgomery and trying to save his job. I don't know.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Andrew Peak had an injury back on November 6th. He said it was going to be week to week. Now Hampus Lindholm has gone down with a lower body ailment. This came in the game yesterday, and they've made a move. Sweeney announced today that the team is recalling defenseman Jordan Osterley from AHL Providence. I may be pronouncing that wrong. Apologies to the Osterley family if I am. 32-year-old, kind of a journeyman. He's been around a little bit with Calgary, Detroit, Arizona, Chicago Blackhawks, Edmonton Oilers, etc. They're probably going to just have to plug him in there with the time that Lindholm's going to miss. And we found out today from Jim Montgomery that he is going to miss weeks. Hampus Lindholm, who, unfortunately, and I don't love Hampus Lindholm, but lately he's been your best defensive player. He's been,
yes,
one of your best defensive players, I should say, if not the best. And him going down right now at a time when the rest of them, I mean, McAvoy had a goal last night, but the giveaways have just been brutal lately with this team. And to lose him, there's complaints I have about him. I don't think he's the toughest guy in the world. He's a little soft, and he's had turnover issues this year too. But he's mostly gotten past that. And for him to go down like this right now is not very good time-wise. I mean, if you're talking about looking at this team in the one time where it seems like they're starting to put something together here, win 4 out of 6, it's a tough time to lose your best defenseman.
And building momentum, and then this is the area where I think we agreed a few weeks ago, like, if you could just get better in one area, like baby steps.
Yeah.
We talked about the decor and less turnovers, doing a better job on both ends of the ice, getting the puck out, and this is certainly not going to help that to lose Lindholm. And now, can they overcome it? Obviously, they can overcome it. Like, your guy, Swayman, step up, be better, mm-hmm, right? Like, do some soul searching and live up to your paycheck a little bit. But for a team that is like spinning its wheels, they feel like Fred Flintstone. Like, I think they can get going, but they got to do the run in place a little bit before they get moving. This is a little bit more run in the place time.
Yeah. Lindholm was quarterbacking the power play as of late, I think for the last week maybe.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's a problem. Brandon Carlo said that, you know, things are okay. He'll be back. And Montgomery had a funny quote, too. He said, it's going to be weeks. Weeks, plural. Don't ask me next week. Which, you know, we'll see if you're even here next week.
I'm not sure we'll be able to ask you.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. But, yeah, that's unfortunate. It's going to put a lot of pressure now on Brandon Carlo. Certainly guys like Zadorov and Charlie McAvoy, who a lot was expected of anyway,
right,
are going to have to step up. You're going to have to step up now. Lynn Holmes been your, guy, and now it's time for these other guys to prove what they are.
They already haven't been playing well as a group. I don't think like anybody has really stepped up. And now you're going to say, well, now I need you to step up to what I expected of you and step up even more to make up for the loss of one of your better teammates early in the season. It's not ideal, but feels like everything's going to be a struggle for this team. From Swayman contract straight on through, feels like everything's a little bit of a struggle. Like they're even struggling to fire their coach. Like, even that didn't come easy. It's like, well, nope, we want to fire him. Keeps reporting. He is on the hot seat. Unless he turns this around. Has he turned it around? Has he turned it a little?
He's turned it a little. A
little bit.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a pivot going on.
It's like that train in the what's that Christmas movie?
The Express.
The Polar Express. When it's on the ice and it's like swerving one way, swerving, like overcorrecting back and forth on the way to
see Polar Express almost crashed. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, they hit the ice. They come down that hill, and then there was like a flood, and it's all ice, and they're swerving left, and they overcorrect left, and they overcorrect right. That feels like the Bruins right now.
Man, I don't remember that from the Polar Express at all.
It's like a big scene.
That's
the guy with
the
red beard,
right?
He's in the train, and the pin falls out of his throttle, and like he's got to take his hair pin.
So this is like an action movie.
And all the moose are on the ice.
Then Jason Statham jumps in and he drives it right back
out. I don't know how you could not remember this scene and have seen the movie.
I remember the book. I had the book. I remember my mother and father reading me the book.
Oh, I don't know if I've read the book.
But I don't remember there almost being
a crash.
Maybe
they fluffed this up for the movie.
Maybe it was not in the book. Yeah, maybe it
was
just in the movie. That's possible.
Because it's kind of a pretty big
scene. By the way, how much of an a-hole did I just sound like right there? Well, I've read the book.
Well, yeah,
the book's so much better than the movie.
Yeah, it is a kid's book.
It is, true. But yeah,
it's not like a novel.
I'm not sure I've even seen the movie. Maybe I have.
Really?
But yeah, I didn't know that there was a near accident.
Yeah, I don't love the movie, but are you not a Christmas guy?
Love Christmas.
Then how? Yeah, I mean, you should see it then. You got
sure,
a kid.
But now I did haven't had kids until recently, so I've not been watching the kids' Christmas movies. I love adult Christmas movies.
Excuse me?
What? Kids' Christmas movies.
Adult Christmas
movies? Debbie
Does Christmas? Adult Christmas movies.
Holy want to see my Christmas tree?
Santa and Mrs. Claus? You know what's up.
Good Lord.
But that's, you know what I mean, like Christmas Story.
I watch all the movies.
That.
I'm a sucker for Christmas.
Okay.
Absolute sucker.
I love Christmas.
Everything Christmas. I've been looking at new things I want to. Have you seen, there's a lot more, like Fanatics is now selling Christmas shirts, like
really?
National Lampoon shirts and Clark Griswold. I'm a sucker for all that crap.
I saw a Clark Griswold nativity scene. It wasn't just Clark Griswold, it was the whole Griswold family, like a nativity scene with the house and the lights and all that.
Nice.
And it was hilarious. It's very probably blasphemous, like, you know, if you're a Catholic or whatever, but I saw it. It got served to me like in my Instagram algorithm, and I was like, this is awesome. And I looked it up, it was really expensive. I guess the guy like hand did them all.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is cool, but my 2-year-old will probably break it. And also, I'll probably go to hell if I put up a Griswold nativity scene.
Pretty sure you're going to hell either way. So
Jesus has a sense of humor.
Does he? Yeah. How come? Well, never mind.
No, say it. This is going to be good.
No,
say it.
No,
get your finger on the button and you say it.
I was going to say, how come Catholics don't then? But that's
neither
here nor there. I'm Catholic, too. I'm allowed to say it. I'm Catholic.
I don't think it works that way.
Yes, it is. I'm allowed to criticize my own
Catholics
people.
Catholics don't have a sense of humor?
Oftentimes, I found no. And that's doing the Sunday service every week with Reverend Arkin.
Oh, that's right.
I got a lot of angry letters about that. You know what's funny? One of my former coworkers, this is a true story. One of my former coworkers was on vacation somewhere, and some guy came up to him, and he thought, oh, yeah, it must be a fan of my show. And they said, hey, you know, that Arkin guy, I don't like him doing that Catholic thing on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, on a tropical vacation, sought this guy out and told him that. And I was just like, man, that's, you know, that's that famous Catholic sense of humor there.
At least you
made
a mark, though.
I did, I suppose.
Like, you cared enough on vacation halfway around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You made a mark.
I did, I suppose.
What do you think of a, speaking of things that are expensive, Christmas-related, there's a commercial floating around with a 9.5-foot-tall abominable snowman putting the light on top of the tree, you know, in Rudolph, the Bumbles bounce.
Yeah.
$498. What are your thoughts?
And you would put it in your yard?
Yeah.
No, son, it's going in the living room.
So it's like the big skeleton for Halloween, except it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Christmas skeleton. I like it. I'm into it. I think you should do it.
Is that too much?
It's a lot of money, yeah, probably more than you should spend on something like that, but whatever.
Then other thing is, it's not inflatable. It's like Stiz said, it's like those skeletons.
Where do you store that?
Yeah, right? Where do you put that for the other 11 months of the year?
I'm sure it breaks down.
You think?
I would hope so.
Now
you gotta just leave it on your lawn.
No, not like deteriorates. Like you can detach it and put it and store it somewhere.
Yeah,
and
maybe I gotta look into that. Maybe that'll be the selling point. If it stores easily, and if my wife allows me, she doesn't have to know, right?
That's not very Christmassy. An abominable snowman.
It's yeah, like, I'm kind of redneck Christmas.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest. My wife hates it. I got like a pig with a red bow on. That's an inflatable. I got
pig
like
with a
Grinch.
Red bow on.
Oh, yeah. I got all kinds of stuff.
Christmas pig.
I had a Bass Pro Shop boat that inflated that was like Santa skiing and a reindeer was driving it with a beer in his hand.
Wow, you are
like,
a redneck Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
That's redneck
My
Christmas.
My wife hates it.
Up and down.
Absolutely.
Right there. Huh,
all
that?
In. Redneck Christmas, baby. MAGA heart.
I don't even have
Celebrates the holidays the right way.
I don't even have a real tree. We have a fake tree.
Oh, don't get Andy going.
I know. It's not my call.
Stiz, you're on my side, too.
Now I am. You converted me last year.
I taught Stiz about trees and eggnog. I brought his holidays to a new level last year.
That's right.
And I will try to help you.
It's not about me. If it was up to me.
Is it an allergy?
No. It's just, we just have a fake
tree. So you just don't have the pants?
Kind of. It's kind of it.
They are a pain in the butt.
They are a pain in the ass.
But they're awesome.
But they're
also, well, this was, we moved. We were in an apartment. You can't have a real tree in an apartment.
Right.
We weren't allowed.
But you got a house
But
now
that we have a house, I was more into the idea of the real tree, but we still had the fake one, and we just said, just put it up, and, you know, we had the fake tree up. I think when George is a little older and he can recognize the difference between a fake and a real tree, maybe that'll matter, because I don't really care. Like, I don't really see what the big deal is. Like, you know, a real tree's fine, but I don't care enough to make it a whole thing when we already have one.
So you'll plant the seed with him to say he wants a real tree, and mom will have to.
That's kind of the idea. Do you go with the star or the angel, by the way?
We have a star.
We go with a redneck Santa drinking a beer.
I got a Miller Lite can on top of my tree, baby.
It's a Trump head.
You know what you could do?
What's that?
Put a real tree in the backyard and light it up in the backyard where all those acorns are.
It's not a bad idea.
And maybe that's like a first step toward bringing it in the house next year?
I almost got all the acorns out. Now the leaves started falling on top of the acorns, so that added another layer to my life, which is just great right now. But yeah, I'm almost done with the acorns. They're almost all gone.
You hate being a homeowner with a yard, huh?
I hate the tree in my yard. Yes, I do hate that tree.
I got in trouble this weekend for trying to burn my leaves.
You got a red flag warning.
Yeah.
You're going to set the whole state on fire,
that's what the firefighter said. I went out and I bought
firefighters came?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I went on Facebook Marketplace and I got like a barrel and then I cut like a steel barrel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 55 gallon. I cut the top off. I drilled some holes in it. I was like ready to go. Oh. Sunday afternoon, I got my iPad out there. I'm watching the Pats game. I'm burning some leaves. I'm like,
woo!
Donald Trump won America, baby. And the next thing I know, three firefighters turned the corner in my backyard and they were like, yeah,
Jesus.
But come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, they're actually telling people not to use like power equipment, lawnmowers, because they can throw a spark and could ignite something.
Yeah, they don't want you to use water as much right now.
Yeah, no, it's serious. We haven't had any rain. Everything's dry.
They're saying don't use power tools?
Like lawnmowers or even like quads, don't go in the woods.
Anything with gas?
Anything that has like an exhaust and a spark and a hot and could create a fire.
Oh.
Because it's been so dry, plus it's so windy, been windy lately. There's been a lot of forest fires.
Has been windy, that's true.
Jeez.
How do we get on this?
I don't know.
We're talking Bruins.
I blame the host.
We just did 10 minutes on Christmas.
I blame the host.
617-779-7937. Dan Orlovsky, at one time, a vocal, full-throated critic of Drake May. Now he is Drake May's number one fan, even passing Andy Hart and Chris Scheim. Unbelievable, isn't it? We'll get to that next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.